girl that kind of jumped my bones. But she was from Colombia, and only took, what did it take, Rod, a year and a half for somebody to come down and finally do
it? Finally, after all this time, somebody touched you.
It's story amazing. Of my life, Rod, you know what I mean? But we're going to have more fun today, and we're going to meet the players who are looking for fun, and most especially Buck. So let's talk to him right now, starting with our first player, Colleen Saunders. How are you, Colleen?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Real good. Colleen, you have an unusual hobby?
Unusual hobby?
Volleyball?
I'm a volleyball referee. I've been reffing for high school volleyball for 5 years.
For girls or boys or both?
Girls usually.
Yeah?
Some boys.
Active game.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
You really play at all?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll be jumping up and down here, you know,
yeah,
when
Whammy's sure.
come around. All right? Good luck to you, Colleen. Our second player is our champ, Cindy Morgan, with $30,263. Cindy, how are you?
Great.
I bet you are. Do you have any idea what you're going to do with all the coin?
I need to save it to pay Uncle Sam.
Again, give it all to Uncle Sam.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Well.
He'll love that. But you'll have plenty left, Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you. Lives.
And our third player is Joe Pesek.
Persek.
I knew I'd get it wrong, Joe. Now, Joe, you are retired from the Army?
Right, I was an Army recruiter in Santa Ana.
So you the guy said, come on, re-up for Airborne.
Yeah, right now.
Everything.
You want to sign?
Still have a few applications left?
Yeah.
I bet. Well, you can sign up for Press Your Luck and Bucks. You want to do that?
Oh, we're going all the way.
Right, we are
going
to go all the way, and you guys answer the questions, you'll get some spins. You know how to play this game. Here we go with the first question. How many years does the average divorced American wait between the divorce and the remarriage, Joe?
Two.
Is it two years, 1 year, or 4 years, Colleen?
Two.
What do you think, Cindy?
Four.
Well, the average time between marriages is 2 years. Cindy gets a spin. Joe gets three. You seem so convinced, Joe. Have you?
Yeah, no, I've been married. It'll be 22 years come May 25th.
So you're an expert.
Pretty close.
All right, here we go with another question. What famous child of fiction lived with his Aunt Polly? Joe?
Pollyanna.
Is it Pollyanna, Red Ryder, or Tom Sawyer, Colleen?
Tom Sawyer.
What do you think, Cindy?
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, Aunt Polly's word was Tom Sawyer. That's right. Colleen goes to school, Cindy gets a spin. This saying was started in the days when gentlemen wore fancy wigs. So if you trick someone, you're pulling the what over their eyes? Joe?
Wool.
Is it wool, hair, or curls, Colleen?
It's wool.
And what do you think, Cindy?
It's wool.
You're pulling the wool over their eyes.
Yeah!
Right. Colleen goes to three, Cindy to two, and Joe to six. Last question coming up. According to their advertising campaign, which dried fruit is known as nature's candy, Joe?
Sun sweet.
Is it sunsweet, is it raisins, or dates, Colleen?
Raisins.
What do you think, Cindy?
Raisins.
Yeah, Nature's Candy's ad man's name for raisins. Correct. Colleen goes to four, Cindy to three, Joe stays to six, and the turn those kids across the field away. We'll be right back on the words. And I know you want it, so go for it. And you want to win this round, because if you do, you get to play last in the final round. You know, of course, passing your whammies, you'd like to do that, wouldn't you? Pass your remaining spins during your turn, and of course, four whammies brings tears to your eyes. You don't want to do that. Play with the fewest spins is going to play first. And that, of course, is Cindy with three, our champ. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go for it.
Come on. Big bucks, money, stop.
Stop. Change in the pitch of his voice?
Yes.
Interesting. Two spins left, Cindy. What are you going to do?
I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Big bucks. Lots of money. $1,500. Stop.
Stop at $300. There you go. First place, one spin. Press or pass?
I'm going. Lots of money. Come on. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop and go back two spaces to $1,500. $1,800. That's a hefty amount. Let's see if you can hold on to that much. Colleen, four spins. Ready? To a bracelet. Colleen, that bracelet is valued at $550. Second place, three spins.
Okay,
hour. That's 8:50. 9:50, that's the 62 spin. Separates you and Cindy.
I'm going to pass.
Pass it. Cindy, it's yours. Let's see what happens. You have to take it. $1,800. First place at stake.
Big bucks. $1,500. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop.
Okay. Take it away.
Pauline cleaned your clock. Left you with no dollars, two whammies, no spins. We go to Joe with six spins. Are you ready?
Ready. That's big bucks, big bucks.
Stop at $470. Five spins. Second place.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $750.
Yeah.
No. Close now. $1,220. Four spins left.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a silver gift. Those silver gifts are valued at $400. You're up to $1,620. First place, three spins.
One more.
All right.
Bad luck. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $300.
Yeah.
Two spins left, $1,920. It's about $540? $535 more.
I'll
pass it. Pauline, turnabout is fair play. Joe's laying whatever on you. Let's see what it is.
That's all right.
Here we go.
You can do it. You can do it. Come on, big bucks.
Stop at $250. So far, so good. Second place, 16 1/4. One more spin, Pauline. We're gonna hold on to 16 1/4 and up it to over 19.20 to get first place away from Joe.
Stop
at $350. And that means Joe, 19.20, and Pauline with 19.75. You hit it first place. And you've got the advantage to be back after these words for a whole year now. I promise that I do that every year. We stay in the air, and you never know how long you're going to hang around. So what the heck? You want to play another round?
Oh, yes. You can.
All right, I have some questions. You'll give me some answers. Here we go. Postmark, date of receipt, or date of check. If you wait till the last minute to pay your bills, which determines whether your creditor considers your payment on time or, Cindy?
Date of check.
On time or late. All right. Is it the date of check, the postmark, or the date of receipt, Colleen?
Date of receipt.
What do you think, Joe?
Date of receipt.
The promise of your payment is dependent upon the date of receipt. Gets a spin, and Joe gets a spin, and you probably got a lot of creditors on your back.
Yes.
All right. According to a study by the National Commission on Working Women, what fraction of working women have never married? Joe?
25%.
Fraction?
1/4.
All right. Is it 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4, Colleen?
1/2.
1/2. Cindy?
1/4.
That fraction of working women who never have married is 1/4.
Yeah.
Yep. Cindy gets a spin, and Joe goes to
4. Thanks, Justin. According to the nursery
rhyme, what did Georgie Porgy do to make the girls cry? Colleen?
He kissed them.
All right. Is it he kissed them, he hit them, or he pulled their braids, Cindy?
He kissed them.
Kissed them.
Kissed them.
The girls cried when Georgie Porgy kissed them. Pauline goes to 4, Cindy to 2, Joe to 5. They can make a nursery rhyme about me, but it's the same thing happens when I kiss them. They all start to cry, and it's all... Okay. Pull myself together, and we'll get the last question. They weren't married, but this famous couple appeared in 9 films together. She's Katharine Hepburn. Joe?
Stewart.
Who was he? Is it Stewart, Spencer Tracy, or William Holden, Colleen?
Spencer Tracy.
What do you think, Cindy?
Spencer Tracy.
Yep, it's Spencer Tracy. We have to take the first answer, Joe. That's why I stopped you. Colleen goes to 5, Cindy to 3, and Joe stays at 5. Big bucks coming up after these words, so don't go away. We'll be right back. prize. In fact, I'm announcing a brand new prize right now. You want to see this new prize? We're going to give away a camera. A Canon camera. Here it is. This is a Canon camera right over here.
Huh? This is a Canon 35mm. Cesar goes with it. Isn't that a bad deal? We're going to give it away. If you win it up there, you got it. You take it home and take your own pictures. Ain't no need CBS anymore, right? Big bucks. Okay, stay away from the whammy and be careful. Play with the most money is Pauline. You'll play last. And Cindy, you're first with $0. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here
I
we go.
Come back here. Come on. Lots of money. Lots of money. Waikiki. I see Hawaii on there. Stop.
Stop it.
Now that I'm a star, I need makeup. Makeup!
Cindy, you're in the horns of the proverbial dilemma. You have three whammies, no dollars. You do have two spins, one more whammy, and you will be retired from the championship. What do you want to do?
I got to get some money. I got to go.
All right.
I got to go. Come on. Come on. I need some big bucks. Big bucks. Come on. Let me have Hawaii here. Come on. Stop.
Stop.
Hasta luego. Arrivederci. Bon voyage. That means goodbye.
He has such a nice way of saying it, Cindy. That boat may be going to Hawaii, but in any event, you're going to be leaving us with the $30,000, so we're not going to light a candle for you. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
So sit there and relax. This will now go to Joe with 19, 20, and 5 spins. Joe?
I want to go to Europe. My wife does. Go to Europe. Stop!
Stop at all. I mean, what's happening here?
Elementary, my dear Fang. It was Greed that got it.
Greed, Whammy Central. Does Whammy want the camera? I mean, is it the Canon camera that the Whammy's after? It's such a great prize. It's really
it's
difficult.
The guy.
Well, it's difficult to carry.
If you had a girl there, it'd make a difference.
I'll do the funny stuff, Joe, huh? You know what I mean? You stick with the Army, Joe. You know what I mean?
You got it.
You're in enough trouble. All
right.
You want to go again?
Let's go to Europe. Europe, stop!
Stop at Seattle.
All right, I'll take it.
You got it, Joe. That ship for the $1,050.
All
not
right.
810, 1,050. We're going to up
all
it.
All right.
Right here before us. Let's get it right.
Let's go home. Stop.
Right. Stop at $700. Yeah. $1,750. And you still have your three spins. $1,750. And you have your three spins. You're in second place.
I want to go to
Europe.
I want to go to Europe.
All right. Europe. Let's take that candy camera to Europe.
Stop.
Shut you down, Joe. You have two spins left, but you're getting close to where Cindy is. There is room on the bench, but you don't want to join her. She's a nice lady.
Well, you can't do nothing unless you press your luck.
You're right, Joe.
Let's go.
Go for it.
Let's go. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 700 and a spin.
All right.
Two spins, $700 back in the chips.
All right. Let's get the big bucks. The big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 1250,
oh,
1950.
Let's go.
$25 less than Pauline. One spin left, Joe.
Oh, we got to go for it. We're going to press our luck.
Here we go.
Press our luck. Stop.
Stop at 3,000. Into some big bucks here, $49.50.
Right.
First place, Joe.
Right.
One spin left. What do you want to do with it?
We got a pressure.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750. Joe, $5,700. First place for now. Pauline was just sitting there counting her money. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a ball game now coming. You got Joe at $5,700. You have $1,975 and five spins. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, come on, big bucks. Come on, we need this. Stop!
Stop at $1,500. $34.75. About $2,500 separates you and Joe. Four spins.
I gotta go.
We got a show to do, Colleen, so you have to run the board. Here we go.
Okay, come on. Stop!
Stop at Boston. A trip to Boston, or Baston, $1,958. Brings your total up to $56.17. There we go. And that leaves you a little shy, Joe. About $83. Gonna go again? All right, Colleen.
I gotta go. Come on, big bucks. Stop!
Stop at a billiard table. Billiard table is valued at $22.23. Colleen at $78.40, and you're in first place. You have two spins. You have about $2,140 more than Joe.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Come on, big bucks. Stop!
Stop at $1,500 on a spin. 93, two spins. Colleen, about. You're going to pass it. We already want to know what the difference is. All right. Joe, $5,700.
All right. Let's get them big bucks.
Monkey's on your back, Joe.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. At move on space to Waikiki.
Waikiki.
Don't even have to discuss it, huh, Joe?
Waikiki.
Waikiki, you got it. 1,038. You're at 6,738. Let's look at the difference here. The difference is about $2,600. You have one spin left. You'll have to get that much or more in order to beat Colleen. If you don't, Colleen will be the champ.
I'm going to press my luck.
Got to,
all
because it's a pass.
Got to go.
Go, Colleen, hang on.
Let's go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop it, I'll whammy. Colleen, you are the champ today for $9,340. What a gal. Congratulations. And look, Pat. Find Colleen. Wherever she is, in this video, we'll find her. Trust us. We'll talk to you about this wonderful win.
Peter. Colleen, you have won a pearl bracelet. The Michael C. Pina Company presents this high luster triple strand match culture pearl bracelet, the 14 karat gold clasp and dividers in the Michael C. Pina Company collection. And you have won a 3.5 by 7 billiard table. Handcrafted by Murray and Sons. Elegance in the art of billiards. Slate top and deep design from Murray. And Colleen, you have won a holiday for two in Boston. We'll fly you and your guest, Roger Coach, from Los Angeles to Boston, Massachusetts, for a 6-night stay at the magnificent new Royal Sonesta Hotel on the banks of the Charles River overlooking Boston. The Royal Sonesta offers luxurious accommodations and outstanding personal service. Those prizes totaling $4,915, combined with the $4,425.
In a time of uncertainty, laughter has disappeared. Money is scarce, and dreams are meaningless. But there's one place where laughter is abundant. Money is everywhere, and dreams do come true. Yes! That place, National Lampoon's Funny Money.
That was hysterical.
Sure, we might be laying it on a bit thick, but if we touch one life, then maybe it was worth it. National Lampoon's Funny Money, weekends at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. More questions.
What band did Paul McCartney form after the Beatles broke up?
More answers.
B. Garth Brooks.
D. Baboon.
A. Lawyer.
More contestants. More winners. More Regis.
Is that your final answer?
GSN gives you more millions on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis Philbin. Every night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Game Show Network.
Let's play.
Also, Aziza, all-day performing beauty products featuring Aziza mascara with sealer that won't come off until you take it off. And Mazola has a new taste that's fresh, light, and still cholesterol-free, so discover the untappable new taste of Mazola. Plus, Hamilton Beach's deluxe chrome Drinkmaster milkshake machine, 2 mixing speeds for fruit punch, pancake batter, and more. Hamilton Beach, Scoville. And from Hawaiian Tropic comes this luxurious beach towel plus Hawaiian Tropic natural tanning lotion and oils. Aloha.
Of exciting break.